With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today making it official.
If there was anything I could do to produce a favorable outcome, I would do it. But I can't ask our supporters to volunteer their time and donate their resources if we don't have a clear path to victory. Accordingly, I am today suspending my campaign.
DeSantis stepping down just 2 days before the New Hampshire primary says he is now endorsing Donald Trump. The former president says he is very honored to have DeSantis backing. Also at srnnews.com, much of these United States remaining gripped by brutal cold weather with sub-freezing conditions reaching parts of the deep south. But how about this? Some good news is on the way.
The cold air mass moves off the coast and some warmer air starts to build northeastward. So a lot of the cold below average temperatures that we have had over the past few days will begin to moderate. And actually by midweek or early to midweek, we'll have much above average temperatures across a good part of their country east of the Rockies.
National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovac adding, now many areas could soon be seeing some very heavy rain, maybe even some flooding.
The heaviest rain over the next several days is going to be falling from anywhere from eastern Texas across Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi, maybe into Alabama and portions of Tennessee. But generally in that area, the lower Mississippi Valley does have the potential of some flooding over the next several days.
Nationally, the winter storms this month claiming the lives of at least 67 people. In the Houston suburb of Katy, a party early this morning, actually late last night, three people shot and killed and violence broke out. More than two dozen young people were there. So far, no arrests have been made. This is SRN News. Transgenderism on the rise all across the country.
According to a report by the medical analytics firm Definitive Healthcare, diagnosis of gender dysphoria has increased sharply in 49 out of 50 states since 2018. It went up the most in Virginia, where cases have increased 274% in the last 5 years. However, the study also reveals that in states that have banned sex change operations on anybody under the age of 18, diagnosis of gender dysphoria has begun to drop off. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Several transgender candidates vying for state office in Ohio facing challenges and outright disqualification for omitting their former names from petition paperwork. Ohio election law requires all candidates to disclose any name changes, but the transgender community says it's harmful for a person living as the opposite sex to admit they ever had a different name. This is SRN News. Major volcano eruption in Indonesia.
Mount Merapi, a volcano in Indonesia's central Java province, has erupted and is spreading hot clouds into the air and flows of lava down its slopes. The eruption comes as other active volcanoes are flaring up across the island nation, forcing the evacuations of thousands of people. According to Indonesia's Geological Disaster and Development Center, Merapi's eruption unleashed a mix of rock and lava traveling 1.2 miles down its sides, along with gas clouds blasting more than 100 yards into the air. Merapi is the most active out of more than 120 volcanoes in the country, and the eruption is the latest since authorities raised its alert level to the second highest. Indonesia, an archipelago of 270 million people, is prone to volcanic activity because it sits along the Ring of Fire, a horseshoe-shaped series of seismic fault lines around the Pacific Ocean. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
More details at srnnews.com.